Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1823 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along in today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Antoinette Saint-Exupéry, and it is, a pile of rocks ceases to be rocks when somebody contemplates it with the idea of a cathedral in mind. So today's nugget of wisdom will be a pile of rocks. It has been said that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and this statement is so true. Of course, it applies to people, but it can also apply to just about anything. For example, before we had an opportunity to work with a construction company in Arizona, I thought that the desert had quite an ugly landscape, especially compared with southeastern Ohio's lush green rolling hills. However, after living in Arizona part-time, I came to love the beauty of the desert. Indeed, it was different, but beautiful in its own way. If you look for it, you can see God's hand in beauty in almost anything, whether it is a person, a place, or a situation. As with our quote for today, if you'll just take your eyes off that pile of different sizes and uncut rocks, in your mind's eye, you can begin to see that beautiful cathedral, which that same pile of ugly rocks can construct. So instead of negatively looking at people, places, or things, and then judging them, look for the beauty that is within them. Look to the valleys, the plains, the hills, and the heavens, and you will indeed see God's beauty surround us everywhere if we just choose to see it. And our verse for today is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. For God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,822 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd also like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at Guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.